after Iman, belief, the most attention and concern has to be paid to this fact that Allah, our Rabb, who has given us the wealth of Iman, belief, with our Rabb, with our Khaliq, with our Creator, what should be the link of the human being with his Creator? What should our link be with our Rabb? Our Rabb who has given us Iman, who has given us belief, then how should an individual be connected and linked to his Rabb, to his Creator? And all of our success hinges on this ta'alluq, on this connection. I'll give you a small example. For example, we have a man who is an employee in a shop. And after becoming the employee in the shop, the first thing the employee will do is he will ask his boss, his employer, what shall I do? Employer will say, do this, carry out this activity, this duty, this task, that's it. And the employee will work the whole week and carry out all the tasks, and he will be paid the wages. In the same way, if we look at this simple example, we have this link with our Rabb, with our Creator, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Iman, and after giving us Iman, belief, now we should realize and learn that what link should I have with my Rabb, and what task, what activities should I carry out. So with that ta'alluq, with that link connection, if I pass into the next world, then I will be successful. I will get the wages, Allah will give the payment, repayment. What an important point. So we've got Iman, but we don't know about ta'alluq, the link with Allah, the connection with Allah. What does Allah want from us? What should we do? And if we want to know, we'll just learn according to our desire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear and apparent in the Quran. خَلَقَ الْجَنَّةِ Allah says, وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I've made the takhliq, the creation, your link with me, Allah says, is what? Just like the master and the slave. That's the difference. لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah Ta'ala has made it clear, very clear, that the link with between you and me, Allah says, is like the master and the slave, between the master and the slave. Allah Ta'ala says, just like the master has a slave or workers who respond to him, then Allah says, your link with me is the same. And those people who maintain this link until the akhirah, until maut, until the end, and they maintain this link. Look at the link of a person who's a worker, a slave till the last breath. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I give you good news, you've come to me successful. Allah says, وَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ Then enter into paradise. And paradise is your place, and all the things that Allah Ta'ala has made in Jannah and paradise, Allah Ta'ala says, you will attain. So now, a person has to maintain this link. That's our job. We need to maintain this link. That we are ghulams, we are servants, we are slaves. We should be Allah Ta'ala's loyal and faithful workers. And what is the ghulam? The ghulam is that if the master gives the order, the ghulam accepts. So if Allah says, do this and this is the case, and we say, well, why is this, why is that, to that, then I'm not the worker then, am I? I'm not the servant. I then become the master. I'm questioning. So the master and the worker, for example, if it's outside raining, there's a storm, and the master says, go and buy some bread. No problems. No problem. Oh, and the worker, the servant, he has no problem with the conditions. So if he raises the question, oh, it's a storm outside, it's raining, I can't go, then he's not the ghulam. He's not the slave. He's not the worker. So he sold himself to his malik, to his master. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the link of the abd. Allah says, you are my abd. That whatever order I give to you, whether you understand it or not, whether the point sort of the penny drops in your mind or not, you understand. No, you say that this is a hukum, an order from my Rabb. That's it. I accept straight away. I accept straight away. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So that's the definition of the slave of Allah. And that's the link of we have with Allah. Whatever order Allah gives, we don't know what is this order. I don't realize the benefit, the wisdom, etc. But I know Allah said it. End of story. The ghulam, the slave, he doesn't think, is there benefit, loss, is cold, is warm, what's going to happen in the morning, in the evening, 29, 30, why 29, why 30, why Eid here, why Eid al-Adha, why sacrifice the goat, etc. That we get the information, this is the order of your Rabb, then the servanthood, amanna wa sadaqana. That's it, end of story. I heard and I accept.
and I obey. And those who maintain this link, those who maintain this connection the whole life with their Rabb, and with this link, with this connection, they depart from this world, then subhanAllah, that person has departed successful. Successful. And the person who falters on this link, then he's not the ghulam, the slave. Allah says, I have created you, I want to test you, that will you stay as my slave? And Allah says, I created the conditions and the tests to test you. Allah says that, will you remain as my slave? Whatever comes, highs and lows, do you continue to accept me and believe in me and listen to me? And this is the reality. Allah says that a person shouldn't just listen to what he feels like is easy for him or her. Allah Ta'ala says that the link with the ghulam and the master here, Allah Ta'ala says that my being the master, I'm the creator, is that when I give the hukum and I'm the lord of the universe, then a person, for example, if he's practicing and he's practicing with a broken heart or so slowly and timidly, and he has to be told, oh, if you don't do this, you'll be given a punishment. If you don't do this action, you'll have a loss. And look, why don't you pray? You should pray salah. You have to keep on reminding somebody. And so hard is it to explain to him with a broken heart? He comes and does prostration. He doesn't feel like praying and practicing or worshipping. He comes sometimes, doesn't come sometimes. This is not amal. This is not servanthood. This is challenging Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, with me, if you are my abd, if you are my servant, Allah says that when my hukum comes, then you should with extreme happiness accept my hukum, my order. Extreme happiness. There should be happiness in your acceptance. There should be uns. There should be passion and desire. To this extent, there should be so much passion and desire, just like the style of the Sahaba, noble companions, radiallahu anhum. There should be so much passion and desire to practice that deed, that when you practice that deed and you accept my orders, Allah says, it doesn't matter how difficult it looks. After that, in your heart, there shouldn't even be a thought in your heart, oh, it was difficult, oh, I can't do it, etc. Rather, the feeling should pass through your heart that, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful, Allah, that you considered me capable, that you allowed me to do this action, that you took this duty from me. And this is the link. And the person should cry and prostrate, Allah, your hukum, your order, the whole of creation is yours, and you chose me to fulfill this hukum. Allah, your karam, your mercy, that you selected me to fulfill this task and this duty. And Allah, I am so grateful to you. And I am bowing in front of you. In front of your hukum is your kamal, Allah. It's you, your greatness, that you selected me. So much passion and desire should be in a person that he should feel that, subhanAllah, Allah selected me. Allah allowed me to do this. Shouldn't even think. For example, if somebody is told to do something, he cries, it's hard, I don't want to do it, it's difficult. And if a person implements an action with abdiyat, he cries that, Allah, I did this action, how comes you gave this to me? May it not be that ever a person has doubt and he doesn't want to or doesn't think of practicing, and not that he doesn't want to, but he's lazy or negligent, then all night long he should cry, why did this happen? Why did I lose the desire? Why did I lose the passion and that spark? Then Allah Ta'ala says, your crying, your regret is such that I forgive you. I forgive you. Why are you crying? Why are you regretting? Why are you under distress? That one small action, okay. Allah says, I accept your remorse. You regret. And this is the relationship. Me, you, Zayd. Every man should have this link with Allah. And if we depart this world with this link with Allah, then we'll be successful. Okay, fine. For example, I'm praying salah regular, but at the same time I'm lying, committing fraud and stealing and backbiting. What kind of abdiyat is this? Is this servanthood? Is this a worshipper? This is just following the nafs. So I'm used to praying salah or doing talawat of Quran. No, this is not abdiyat. Abdiyat, servanthood is, doesn't matter what action I'm doing, A to Z, morning till evening, evening to morning. If Allah Ta'ala says don't do this, then I won't do it. And if Allah says do this, then I will do it with total passion and desire for both. Refrain and practice. And this is the platform of a mu'min, of a person with iman, with belief. So now let's analyze ourselves. Let's delve into our souls. I should analyze, you should analyze, and those who are listening should analyze that how much percent am I implementing this role as a servant of Allah, because we're going to die, we're going to go into the grave, and then everything will be unraveled. That what hal am I in? What did I do in this world? And what deception I'm stood in? And what pretend life I'm carrying out? That am I really fulfilling the rights of the servant of Allah? So this is not the servant. Allah says, I want ghulam, slave. On the day of judgment, Allah will say, come my slaves, where are you? Allah will call out to the slaves, how will I and you stand and say we are the slaves? We'll be pushed and thrown back. So think, let's put ourselves in this position that we analyze and ask myself the question, am I correct? Will I be able to stand on the day of judgment and say I'm the slave of Allah? Have I spent my life as a slave of Allah? Have I responded to Allah? I'm afraid to say very cautiously that today's hal of the ummah is this very difficult to find somebody who's in this position. Where will we go? Every day people are dying, janazah being prayed, people are being buried every day. And this is the success factor, the success criteria. When you see someone dying, cry, but at that same time think that just like this person's gone, I will go as well. But did this person depart the world on the platform of an abid, as a slave, as a servant? Did he live his life as a ghulam? Did she live her life as a ghulam? Where's this person gone? What's their hal now? Whether Allah Ta'ala has decided in the Quran. Look, Allah Ta'ala has decided, and this is what we need to speak about today. What action is there? If we don't have this in us, then what is it that we, why are we not practicing on the platform of servanthood, slavehood? Then why is it we don't accept Allah's orders? What's lacking in us? There must be something lacking that we don't respond to Allah Ta'ala's orders. What is it that a person does to become a ghulam of Allah, slave of Allah? Then he listens to everything, all of the orders of Allah. So what is it that's missing? What's missing? What's lacking in us? What is it that's lacking in our lives that if we fulfill that gap, then we will have that strong passion and desire to be the slaves of Allah? So what is it that's missing in our life that until today we have not become ghulams and servants of Allah, and behind us is all history, and history and stories and events, not one, subhanAllah, all of the lives of the noble companions radiallahu anhum until today, from the Sahaba Ikram to now, lives of the awliya, Allah, whose lives were a great example. So there was a great sheikh in our silsila, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, and if we take other great sheikhs, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah, it wasn't just salah, wasn't just Quran, rather his whole life was based on abdiyat, servanthood. There wasn't any part of his life with which that you could see that there was compromise or not accepting the will of Allah or the desire of Allah. Today, mashallah, his name is mentioned all over the world. And Hazrat Khwaja Muhinuddin Chishti, alhamdulillah, how did he become great? How did he become famous? One thing, he was the abid. Allah Ta'ala accepted him that you are my servant, my slave. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, alhamdulillah, what a great maqam, great Sufi, great sheikh, great wali of Allah. What did he have? He had abdiyat, was a servant. Take his whole life, Allah's ahkams and rules. This question doesn't arise that we see any way that he would leave or even think of leaving any of Allah's orders. So it's not that we don't have the light of guidance and demonstration for us, and we go back, we keep going back, and we come to the great generation of the Sahaba Ikram. So why do we think that we are free to do what we want and nothing will happen to us? So what is it lacking? Where's that spark that's lacking within us that we become the slaves of Allah? Shall I explain to you? Have I got permission to explain to you? Tell you from the light of the Quran, from the hadith, light of the hadith, and from the lives of the awliya, Allah will explain to you. And if today we realize what's lacking in our lives, will we fulfill that gap? Inshallah. So let's see, otherwise this is the objective of me speaking. So we realize where we're lacking behind, where we're lagging behind, and where we're missing out. We need to become the abd, the abid, the worshipper who loves Allah from the depths of heart. Because if there's a person who's a ghulam and the master says, go to get bread in the rain, he doesn't care the slave. He could be ill, high temperature, flu, but he says that I'm going to follow the master. So if Allah, the supreme master of the universe, says do this, doesn't matter how many difficulties, look there visibly, but Allah Ta'ala won't allow any problem to come, because Allah protects that person who obeys, who responds to Allah Ta'ala's will. And even if the ghulam, he says, oh, even if it's cold, I'll listen to the master. Allah Ta'ala says, I tell you to do this, A, B, C. Even if there are obstacles, hurdles, distress, worries that may be in front of us due to practicing, we see no way out of ease and comfort. But remember, we are the slaves of Allah, and the slave of Allah, and the lion doesn't even say anything to the slave of Allah. Remember this point. The animals, they don't say anything to the slaves of Allah, to the beloveds of Allah. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, like him, he gave us example where he went into the fire. He didn't think this fire intense, I'll burn, high temperature, and from this land to the sky, everything's burnt, and I'll get burnt. Did he think this? No. The whole Quran is there to show us. He was the abid. He said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. He knew that this is the hukum of my Allah. I need to go into this fire. So what can this fire be? The fire cannot burn me. So on this yaqeen that this is the order of Allah and he is the ghulam of Allah, that Allah will save me. But if today I don't accept Allah Ta'ala's orders, then I will be included in the list of the disobedient people, and then I won't be the servant and the slave. Straight away, mashallah, Allah made ease. He was the ghulam. He went into the fire. Did the fire stay as the fire, my friends? What did it become? Today, we consume thousands of haram, there's no food, no bread, we commit acts of crime and negligence. All of the actions under the sun that are illegal and wrong. And then we listen, oh, I'm kutab, aqtab, and I'm pious, and I'll get the portion in paradise and the banks of paradise. Allahu Akbar. Is this wrong what I'm saying? We are so foolish today. That individual that we think we're living in the Jannah of the foolish people. We avoid the Quran, we avoid the Hadith, we avoid the orders of Allah, and we make our own paradise. Do what you want, enjoy yourself, play, and after a time, do this, do that, hit this person, beat this person, but I'll get paradise, that's it. Because Jannah is waiting for me. Oh, he's so lucky, he didn't have to do anything, and he's what, Jannah. My friends, there's one principle in front of Allah. Allah says, I created you for one reason, that I want you to be my ghulam, my servant, my slave. That's it. Whatever haram, whatever there is in front of the order, whatever sacrifice a person has to make worldly for his whatever he wants because he's hungry and thirsty, will Allah Ta'ala allow us to die hungry, thirsty? Allah has given the order. Then will He make us die hungry? Will He do dhulm on us? Will He oppress us? Will He not look after us? No, the situation will flip upside down. The person who breaks Allah's laws and says, oh, if I break Allah's law, I'll get happiness, my respect will increase, people look at me in the world. Wallah billah, look at their situation now. Just like the praise, the false praise, the fake praise of those people. And look at the walis of Allah, great salaf of us, pious preachers, and see their name in history. Those people who practiced, their name is spread throughout centuries. But those who disobeyed Allah, for centuries their names remembered, because they are pressed beneath the layer of the earth, and there's nobody to remember them in a nice way. But the Wali of Allah, who passed away 1,000 years ago, alhamdulillah, even today he has announced, he has mentioned and spoken about, this is the glory of a ghulam. If we want this life, then we need to fulfill that gap that is lacking in us. Otherwise, eat, drink, be merry and die. End of story. Is that what we've come for? Eat, drink, be merry and die. And this, if we die in this way, and we think that Jannah is going to come to us and is free of charge entrance, no. No. So should we not become the ghulams of Allah? The servants of Allah? What is the life of a human being? That's what we do nowadays, is eat and drink and pass the time. So what's lacking in my life that if I fulfill this gap, and what's missing, then I will become the slave of Allah. Subhanallah, then I'll become the ghulam of Allah, the servant of Allah, the slave of Allah. Totally 100% a slave of Allah. Not today, tomorrow. But praise be to Allah. When the person departs from this world, then he will depart in the state of a ghulam, the servant. The noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, the sahaba ikram, greatest generation who lived on this earth. And all the awliya Allah who passed after them, they all departed with this quality and characteristics. Otherwise, there would never been the sahaba or the people who are beloved to Allah. And this is one factor, one principle. Do you know what is that quality attribute? That characteristic? You don't know? There's one quality that we need to bring into our lives. And that the person needs to maintain this. And the Sahaba Ikram maintain these. The Awliya Allah maintain this quality. Every second, every test, every challenge, they never bowed with the Fadl of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala said, I gave them a ni'mah. And they never allowed that ni'mah to cloud their eyes and their sight. They remember that ni'mah until their last breath. And the kalima was on its heights while they were dying, due to which they got success. Today we can also create that awareness within us. And maybe we've already got this. Allah says, maintain it until Qiyamah, until the Day of Judgment. So we also need to be included in that group. And our breath will pass like this, the eyes are closing and we're looking at the paradise. We should die, pass away in such a way that our eyes close and we look at paradise in front of our eyes. There should be no drama and game. So I tell you what's missing from my life, shall I explain to you? Will we fulfill the gap? Oh, you're saying a little bit quietly, inshallah. Speak with determination. Allah's given Jannah, my friends. This is all shaitan enough that makes us afraid. So what's missing from our lives that doesn't make us live the life of us, the lives of slaves of Allah? We have to accept, and nobody will accept, oh, why are you saying this? I am solid, I am pious. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to accept. But we look at our amal and we think, are we good? But let's look at our amal adiz. Are we ghulam? Are we servants? Are we slaves? If not, then there's something missing. Our nafs is so fat today. Our desires are so fat today. That's such a big point. That, for example, we are not doing any action of a slave or a servant. And we say, this is what's missing. Hazrat, how can you say I'm missing this? I'm solid. I'm robust. What's missing from my life, from my soul? Allah's love is missing. Allah Ta'ala's love. I can't hear anyone say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's love is missing from us. It's lacking. We're lacking the love of Allah. I'm telling you this. And you say, how can you say this, Hazrat? But our amal, our deeds tell us this. Are we ghulam? Are we servants? Tell me. So this is the reason, because we don't have the love of Allah in our hearts. We don't have love. The love of Allah has come out of our lives. There's a punishment for this. Otherwise, a man is nothing. He is walking empty in the world. So today we need to fulfill this gap that's present, and let's experience the increasing of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's start doing that today. As the love of Allah increases, subhanAllah, then there'll be enjoyment in fulfilling the hukums of Allah. The difficulty has been erased. You'll get enjoyment in tahajjud, in nafil. You'll run to each salah. You will leave haram and feel good about it. And you will not look at bad things and evil things. And you like to be behind the parda. And you'll feel enjoyment and happiness. And the more you look down upon and ridiculed and dhulam that comes to you on the amal that you're doing, then the amal will give you the same enjoyment, just like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu got the enjoyment. When Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, when he was laid down on the hot ashes, we thought this was dhulam, oppression, but he said, "Aha, ahad, ahad, Allah is one." He was enjoying himself with such love. He used to say, "Ahad," that all the angels in the heavens would rejoice. So this is the enjoyment of the person who does the right thing. And so one of the person who's watching says, "Oh, he's difficult. He's stuck. Why is he doing this?" He says, "What do you know? I'm fulfilling the rights of Allah, O foolish person. I'm feeling enjoyment, satisfaction. People are swearing and ridiculing me, laughing at me and jesting against me, mocking me. People are pestering me. But ask me, how at peace am I? I'm getting so much peace and enjoyment. And what is that? Why? Because I have the love of Allah in my heart," says that individual. SubhanAllah. So let's ask Allah, "Allah, we are weak. Please tell us, how shall we create muhabbat, love in our hearts?" Allah Ta'ala will explain to us the formula. Man habba shayn. Man habba shayn. Aksa dhikr. SubhanAllah. Very beautiful statement. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Man habba, Allah Ta'ala is saying, that to attain my love, if you want to love somebody, then start to remember that person with abundance and the love of that person will come. That's it. This is fitrah. Man habba shayn. Now, if you want to love somebody, for example, why do I love my shop? Why do I love wealth? Why do I love women? Why do I like girls? Why do I love all the material things in the world? Because we talk about that a lot. How much did you earn in the shop today? How much stock have you got in the shop? If we open the shop today, what will happen, etc. Man habba shayn. We've made this a principle today. Allah Ta'ala says clearly that if you keep on remembering something, then the love of that thing will enter into your heart and increase. If you keep mentioning your child, your five children, and your five children are yours, have experience, but one child, your daughter, you love, and you keep on speaking of, "She hasn't come, she hasn't eaten, she hasn't gone, she's not sat down, she's not done this, this present's for her, this is for her," what will happen? Then all of the love will be directed towards that one daughter. They're your children. Man habba shayn. We say shop, I'm so immersed in the shop and the love for the shop, because in my mind all the time is shop, shop, shop. I'm immersed in the dunya, lost in dunya, and all in my mind is dunya, dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, then what happens? Is that this is the asool. That if you keep this principle with Allah, that you keep on remembering Allah and no one else, then you'll become the mahbub of Allah. Man habba shayn, Allah Ta'ala says. And this is the formula here, that keep remembering who, what you love, and you'll get close to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, this is not the case. That all of the sahaba weren't made, they were all great due to the connection they had with Allah. That when they heard the hukum, the order from Rasulullah, they accepted. Why? Because there's so much love was in the heart. Every second they didn't focus on bread or food or children or wife. All the time they would sit in a corner. Who would they remember? Their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their Rabb. Somebody's remembering Allah in this corner of the masjid, this corner of the masjid, this corner of the masjid. To this extent, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wasbir nafsaka." Allah Ta'ala then revealing the verse of the Quran, "Oh my mahabub, my beloved, give the good news to these people who are remembering me in the masjid, and give them the great title, the greatest title in this world." Amazing. So what title did Allah Ta'ala give to those people who remembered Allah? The Sahaba. The Sahabi. Allah Ta'ala says, give them a title, give them an announcement, that go you, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and sit amongst them. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So for an ashik, this is the greatest test, my friends. The person who has ishq, he will know. He will know. Ask a murid that if your sheikh comes to your house, if he has love, sahih, you say, "Oh, the world has changed today for me. That the stars and the moon is broken." That happens sometimes, that where the sheikh treads his feet, then the rest of the life, those people don't sell that house, they don't leave that place. They say, "No, my sheikh sat in. My sheikh was sat in." This is it. This is the crux of the matter. So wherever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been told that go and sit amongst the dhakirin, that can there be no greater reward than this? Of course there's a greater, this is the greater reward. Wasbir nafsaka, Allah Ta'ala says, "Oh my mahbub," these people should realize, for those people who are coming till Qiyamah, that how much do I prefer the dhikr of Allah, that the rewards I give, they should be aware of this. So a question arises, that when the Prophet ﷺ was present and he was given the, everyone was given the opportunity of khidmat, and sohbat. So today we still have that facility. That time the Prophet was physically present and he departed. So today those people who sit down and do the dhikr wala in the masjid or in the corner, then Allah's Rasul, his rahmat descends, the mercy descends, and his barakah descend. And this is the Quran that's proving this.
So we sleep at the time of dhikr in the morning, we're sleeping. Are we ghulams? That we say we are ghulam. We should increase the servitude and slavery of Allah. Can there be a more foolish person? One is those who don't have anything. And there are those who say, I don't want the love to increase. I just want to die like this, end of story. Even though I know everything's there. And we are just fulfilling our desires. That Allah Ta'ala says, I love one action, which is my remembrance. For example, if we take another example, a person who doesn't pray salah because a person's dunya overwhelmed him, but a person didn't ask Allah Ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole of Ramadan, did we ask for the sake of Allah? Maybe a few seconds, Allah, give me this, give me forgiveness, give me this and that. Oh, just please Allah and then see how you will get the bakshish, the forgiveness, tell me. So the biggest dua is that please Allah, become his ghulam, become his servant. And all your du'as will automatically be accepted. That person himself becomes a du'a. The individual. That when Allah Ta'ala becomes happy, then what happens with that individual is that an emotion of wamzim or a condition of wamzim, or say there's some distress or worry, that person himself becomes du'a due to Allah Ta'ala's radha. That when a difficulty comes, a problem comes, then Allah Ta'ala himself says that take away his problem automatically. So that individual himself becomes a du'a. So rahmah, mercy, we're far from the rahmah and the mercy, and our life is full of wasteful activities, no objective, no vision, no plan, for the sake of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, remember me, and me, to remember me, Allah says, you have to do one simple action. Allah says, I don't need your dhikr. What can you do? How are you going to remember me? Allah says, I gave you a ni'mah, a gift, a reward, such a reward through which Allah Ta'ala says, my love will be created in your hearts. And as my love is created and increases, the more you do my dhikr, Allah says, you'll get close to me and my love will increase and you will become my ghulams and my servants. La'allakum tuflahoon. And Allah Ta'ala says, then you will be successful. Successful. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And the final point, what a beautiful hadith, subhanallah. Haha. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is the door to Allah Ta'ala's love. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful point. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, is the door to Allah Ta'ala's love. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala's love, for example, here's the door of the masjid. So will you come from the roof? Where will you come from? Same entrance, door. And then, for example, as soon as a person enters the room or the door, he can reach to where he wants, into the masjid. The outside, can he see the beautiful masjid? No. So as soon as a person enters, he reaches to the beauty. Same way with the love. As soon as you enter into the love of Allah, then subhanAllah's mercy says, come with me, come to me, my servant, come to me. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These words I did not share for us just to listen. I don't have time to tell you stories, events. If totally we depart from this world without understanding and implementing, that's your choice. If we become that nothing affects us, I don't have time to give stories, to give speeches, nor am I forcing anyone to do this, but I don't have the time, nor do I have that desire. What I've shared with you today, I've explained that we are lacking something. And if we have courage and determination, and we know that we are going to give the answer to Allah, and we know that we're going to answer to Allah, and between us we know, or you know yourself, or I know that my mouth is to come very soon, then don't consider it as a speech, consider it as a reality, and tomorrow you will go into the grave. Do you want to regret that? If today we do amal on this point, then alhamdulillah, we will go towards success, upon success. I explained this to you, clearly. So this is not a speech I've given. Very important and great point that we may have all the things lacking. Whatever happens, we have to take the tasbih, go towards the dhikr of Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala's love will increase in your heart, and all takabbur and pride you will leave. That I want to become the ghulam of Allah. And if that feeling doesn't come due to dhikr, remember this point. Doesn't matter if your whole life you keep on doing dhikr, but we need to delve into our hearts and say that, is that thing being accepted? As the love of Allah coming to my heart, into the depth of the heart, then we can realize that we are successful. And if that doesn't occur, then we keep on doing dhikr kathir, kathir. Because there's one path, door through which we can attain Allah Ta'ala's love. Remember. So don't lose hope. Don't lose desire at all. Every day, every moment, every second, do the dhikr of Allah in abundance. The more you can do, the more you can do, the more you can do. And always consider yourself as low. Mustatest, the Allah Ta'ala's laws, that they're coming to me, I'm practicing them with ease. And if a difficulty comes, then I will bear it with persevere and patience. And if on this journey I'm traveling with the dhikr of Allah, then Mubarak, congratulations to that individual. And this is the dhikr of Allah. So should we do this or not? Of course we should. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.